Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ageless Listenings with Brenda Pierce. You've come to the right place for candid conversations, inspiration, and empowerment. Join me with my very special guests as we bring you media that matters on the Divas That Care Network. For more about the Divas and to listen to various podcasts, visit www.divasthatcare.com. Now let's get on with the show.
Hi, and welcome to my first podcast on the Divas That Care Network. I'm Brenda Pierce. I am happy to be here and spend a little bit of time with you, introducing you to me and why you should be listening to my podcast, because I just love to share the cosmic conversation, and I will be interviewing some of the most amazing people you've ever met or heard of on my podcast, and they are people who will inspire and empower you to living your fullest life experience in the here and now. It was several years ago that I got into media, and it was through having my own teleseminar series in personal empowerment called The Healthy Wealthy Evolution. And I really got a chance to interview some of the most amazing people who had inspired me personally. It was a gift back to them because I really, really appreciated them when I was going through my struggles, my personal struggles. I was, many years ago, a mother, a wife to three young children, a wife to my husband who went through his own personal challenges that really, really pushed me to really experience the fact that I needed to be really holistic and good to myself in order to be the best mom, the best wife possible. And also, you know, when you're carving your life between work and family, it's really important to really honor you. At that point, I was not honoring myself. I was bone dry, spiritually, physically, holistically, you name it. I was just as dry as could be because I was giving life to everything else but myself. And I know many, many people on their life experience do that as well, women in particular, when you're mothers and wives and workers and career people, it can be like this all or nothing. And I was really burnt out. I was experiencing many health challenges, including diabetes and some kidney failure. And my back ached all the time. I was having severe migraine headaches, and I was really feeling bad. And I was like running around with the rain barrel, trying to catch whatever was falling from the sky that day. And I was acting and reacting to the experiences that were coming to me instead of letting life flow through me. And, you know, and it's very easy to get into that trap. And so what happened to me was, and I hate to say this because now technology is all around us, but the internet got into our home. And so my kids were really, really young. I think my youngest was 2. She's 24 now. So that tells you how long I've been on this journey. But I was looking for something, and I didn't know what it was until I actually stumbled upon some personal transformation speakers, teleseminar series, authors, and I realized I wasn't alone. I was you know, the teleseminars and the personal development became my lifesaver, became my therapy. And I would carve out time every day to, you know, go down when after the dishes were done and the kids were in bed and listen to some of the most phenomenal people like Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, and the list goes on and on, even Tony Robbins. And it was like my whole world opened up. And I got to experience that, you know, life should be joyous. You should not live in pain. You do not need to feel like there's nothing left for you and that all you're doing is waiting for retirement for the rest of your life to be the best of your life, when really that moment starts now. So for any of you who are listening to this and really feel the way I felt, then I want to, you know, reach a hand out to you and let you know that there's hope. And hope comes through these amazing podcasts on the Divas That Care Network. I'm excited to be a part of this network. I, you know, it's a friend of mine, Teresa Sims, who's also a co-host on here, who connected with me with Candace Gish, who is the founder of this movement, this network. And personal transformation and women's empowerment are really key in today's world. Women have had to take walk behind their husbands in many parts of the world. They still do. Hide their faces, stay in the home, be good caregivers, or do like I did, work as a full-time RN, working shift work and crazy hours and weekends and holidays, and try to juggle a family and all that goes with it, including the loss of a son. So I'm here today because I've overcome a lot of those things, and I've lived. If it doesn't kill you, it's going to make you better, trust me. And here I am in the autumn of life, and I'm sharing some of the experiences of my life with you because I want you to know that there's hope, that there's promise, that there's a tomorrow, and that you can live in the moment of now. Because if you cling to the past and let history dictate your future, then you're going to get more and more and more of the same. And if you live too far in the future, you get anxiety about why you're not measuring up to where you should be or where you think you should be, or that you're overweight or underweight, that you look older or younger, that you're not fitting societal norms that are our own stereotypical creation, and that we really, really need to sift and sort and just really anchor into the moment of now. Because now is all we really have. If you think that, you know, that the way you are right now is good enough, like I want you right now to do this little experiment with me. Take a deep breath into your nose and out through your mouth. And let everything go and just allow yourself to be present now. In this moment of now, is there pain? Is there fear? Is there anxiety? In this moment of now, all creation stems from this moment, from this next breath, from this next thought. And what are you telling yourself? It's said that we have over 70,000 thoughts in a day, give or take a million or so thoughts. What kind of conversation are you having with yourself? Are you bashing yourself? Are you hating yourself? Are you not loving yourself? Because I have to tell you, I've been there. I know what that's like. And what I have found is that when you are gentle with yourself, when you are loving and kind to yourself, when you take this moment for yourself, you feel better, life looks better, the future is brighter. Because right now is all we have. All we have and all we know is right now. So forget the past, because if you're anything like me, it's history or his story, okay? When you think about it that way. It's not your story. Your story is ever evolving. And in this moment of now, you can create this future that you want. So are you looking for a better relationship with yourself? Because I have to tell you, the truth is, the love you receive in this world is only equal to the love you give yourself. That's empowerment. So if you're wondering about your relationships and you have some angst about, does that person love me? Well, the thing is, the first relationship you should be having with yourself is yourself. Are you loving yourself? Be kind, be gentle. When you look in the mirror, look in your eyes, and I dare you to say, I love you. Because if really the color of love permeates from you and radiates out and touches everyone in your world around you. And if you want a better outcome, start with you. I give you permission. Give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to further explore and discover who you are. And through the podcast series on the Divas That Care Network, which you can also find Brenda Pierce's tracks on iHeartRadio and Spreaker, to name just a few of the other sources that you can find me. there is great opportunity here to learn from the guests who will touch your body, mind, and spirit in various ways. I can guarantee you that every episode will have something new and worth your time to listen to. Because through my years of experience and connections that started 7 years ago with the Healthy Wealthy Evolution, I have gone on to do podcasts, and I've podcasted over 300 episodes, and I've been a guest on various other people's shows, and I also have my own TV show on Rogers TV called Oxford Empowered, which you can find when you go to rogerstv.com, and in the upper right, select Tilsonburg or Woodstock, and you will find Oxford Empowered hosted there, and go to my page where there are 5 years of archive shows touching everything from health and well-being matters to music and inspiration and conversations with various thought leaders in my community. We're all around you. There's inspiration and empowerment all around. A little bit back about me. I'm also an author, and I've contributed to 4 so far published books with 2 on the way, stories about my life and experiences that I've had, and one of them is the loss of my own son, Kenny. Kenny was twin B. I had twins first time around. One born healthy and screaming and breech, and the other one was born sick and unwell. We lost Kenny after 4.5 months after open-heart surgery. And his little brief life touched many, many people's lives and has inspired me to live my my fullest life experience and to share with you some of the personal truths that I have found. You can find more about the books and everything else by going to facebook.com/agelessblessings. And there, when you click the banner, there's a link that you'll find that will take you to a very short little program that I've put together on personal keys to personal success. And they include some of the episodes of Oxford Empowered, some meditation, Reiki, links to Dr. Emoto's water experiments, because we are over 70% water. And we can use water to help us empower ourselves to live our healthiest and best. So I've got great information there for you. I also have a link that if you contact me, I will send you a PDF copy of Embraced by the Divine, which was a number one international bestseller in 4 countries on Amazon when it launched. I'm proud to be a part of that, and there's much inspiration there, including my story of Kenny. I really believe that we each have a story to share with the world, and that empowering us to live our fullest is the key to helping us to share and make a greater impact in the world. Because being sick and hurting and in pain and feeling scared keeps us in the box. It keeps us in the matrix. And I believe that each of us has something of value to add to the world, and I'm here to share my little piece of it on the Divas That Care Network. So I encourage you to check out www.divasthatcare.com and start to listen to the personal empowerment that is there for you, because together we can make the world a better place. Right now, I just want to share with you too that I'm also a Reiki master. And what that means is I have learned that the biofields, the electromagnetic fields of the body, can help us to feel better. So what I'm like is like jumper cables from a charged battery to a battery that is maybe needing a boost. And that's what I try to be, is a booster. I try to help empower people and inspire people and share Reiki, because it breaks through pain, fear, and anxiety. And sometimes I will be offering free group coaching calls here, where you can come and you can call into the Ageless Blessings here on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll do live Reiki sessions, which means we'll create a group healing circle. And then what I will do is if anybody wants to step forward on the phone and receive a direct healing from the group circle, as well as Reiki. I'll be offering that as well. So stay tuned. There's many ways that we can make the world a better place and create that dynamic ripple effect by being more centered and focused in the moment of now. I look forward to sharing more great experiences and conversations with you. And I hope that you will embrace my podcast, Ageless Blessings with Brenda Pierce, and make it part of your life quotient, because we can inspire and empower. And I wish you blessings and blessings always. Thanks for joining me on this little brief little intro. And for now, let's say goodbye until we see you next time. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Ageless Blessings with Brenda Pierce. The views and opinions have been those of the participants and are not to be taken as medical advice. For more Ageless Blessings, visit www.facebook.com/agelesslistings. Until next time, have a wonderful body, mind, and spirit-filled week.